Chapter 15 Loving Kindness Heals the World. Dear Prawn, the original state of our mind is bright through knowledge, clear through purity, and calm through nibbana. But it is veiled by clouds of arrogance, which come from not knowing the world and life as it is. We are never aware of how magnificent the original state of our mind is. Clouds of ignorance have obscured our individual minds for such a long time, aeons upon aeons, so that we have mistaken defilements as being at one with our material formation. Ultimately, as a matter of fact, defilement is neither at one with our material formation nor an indispensable component of our lives. The real status of defilement is merely that of an uninvited visitor that sneaks in and imposes itself, taking up extended residence in our mind. When we allowed a number of defilements to occupy most of the space in our mind, the original state, which is bright, clear, and calm, is gradually subjugated until it seems to be nowhere to be seen. In fact, the ideal state is still there, but the surroundings and circumstances do not permit it to manifest itself conspicuously, as when the sun being hidden behind the clouds does not mean that the sun has disappeared. When the clouds move away, the sun is as bright as ever. When we let our mind become overgrown with weeds of defilement, our mind becomes dehydrated and arid through lack of drama. And sure enough, on a plot of parched land, dry wood is easily flammable. With the fire of rage, a slight gust of passing wind from edginess, indignation or grudges is enough to cause the fire and rage to flare up instantaneously. As our mind is mostly parched by the fire of ignorance, we should find the means to rescue it and bring back refreshment so that it can become bright, clear, and calm as before. What can we do to make our mind into a rich, arable land suitable for cultivation and growth? I assume it is advisable to sow the seeds of loving kindness in the mind. To sow the seeds of loving kindness is to extend loving kindness to all. Thais who grow up in a Buddhist culture are familiar with the ritual of extending loving kindness. But you know what? Despite our familiarity with it, some of us have never realized its real worth and benefits. For instance, at one time, I was suffering from laryngitis. I was advised to give up teaching. I had taken up a teaching when I was 18. Or to avoid using my voice, or to take the the minimum use of it. I had to see a specialist for treatment of the ailment for some time. Believe it or not, the kind doctor told me to breathe and try dragging my voice without stopping to breathe. I followed his instructions for a while, after which he came up with a verdict that gave me a jolt. You don't know how to breathe. Wouldn't you have been taken by surprise if you were me? I have been breathing on my own for over 20 years. And then, one fine day, a good doctor told me I did not know how to breathe. How upsetting. While I was still flabbergasted, the doctor went on to explain that I was breathing unnaturally. When inhaling, your abdomen is supposed to inflate, and vice versa. When exhaling, it is supposed to deflate. My breathing was going in the wrong direction. That was why he said I did not know how to breathe. He let me practice breathing according to his instructions for a while, until I started to breathe reasonably correctly, and he let me go. Still, I was not breathing right somehow. It was not until I had the chance to practice insight meditation seriously with my meditation teacher in 1992 that I learned to breathe correctly. Do you see? Sometimes, what we are perfectly familiar with all our lives can, in truth, escape our perception. In the last resort, you may have no precise knowledge of its essence at all. Before teaching you how to extend your loving kindness, I think we better get a better understanding of it. Otherwise, you will continue to make an act of blind faith, which apart from yielding no fruit in terms of making your mind more tender and humane, may seem tedious to you. However, if you master the practice and do it correctly, you will feel as if your heart is a spring of refreshing water flowing throughout your body, giving you wondrous refreshment and invigoration. By the way, extending loving kindness not only refreshes and brightens up your mind, it helps to extend life. Since people possessing loving-kindness rarely get offended or resent by anyone. There is scarcely any chance of their dying prematurely. Of a number of stress-related killers, such as hypertension, heart condition, blood pressure, mental breakdown, or stomach ulcers. I would like to clarify briefly the meaning and scope of the act of extending loving kindness before continuing with the practice. The word metta, or loving kindness, has the same root as the word mitta, or friend. In Thai, we usually use the terms generous and kind, and friendly. Loving kindness simply means a friendly feeling towards one another. Hence, when we extend our loving kindness to someone, it means we are accepting that person as our beloved friend. Buddhists are taught by their teacher to be friendly with everyone and all creatures in the whole universe. You must be familiar with the incantation for extending loving kindness, Sabbe Satta. The term all creatures here encompasses all living beings, extending endlessly far and wide. If you are still in doubt, I will confirm it with an excerpt Karaniya Metta Sutta to be recited when you extend in your loving kindness. Then you will realize the true meaning and scope of loving kindness as friendly feeling in Buddhism. Karaniya Metta Sutta, the sutta pertaining to the act of loving kindness. May all creatures be blessed with the physical and mental happiness, and be safe from all harm. All creatures that are neither afraid nor unafraid, with bodies long, large, medium-sized, short, refined, or coarse, seen or unseen, near or far, born or in search of birth. May all creatures be blessed with physical and mental happiness. People should not look to deceive others, nor show contempt for others for whatever cause, nor wish for suffering to befall others by malicious acts or thoughts. Just like a mother who cares for her only child with her life, a person should extend his loving kindness without measure to all creatures. A person should extend his loving kindness without bounds, without ill will, and without enmity to all creatures. In the higher immaterial sphere, in the middle fine material sphere, and the lower blissful sphere, in all stances, standing, walking, sitting, or lying, a person should be awake and mindful. Enlightened ones call the practice a most noble religious act. The contents of the sutra clearly points out that the act of extending loving kindness must be extended like a mother who extends her love in protection of her child. In other words, let us extend our loving kindness to the whole world, including the people with whom we are angry, as with the noble feelings we have for our own sons and daughters. If you view all people in the whole wide world as your own sons and daughters, you will find that in this world, let alone in your place of work, there is not a single soul who deserves your anger. With this magnanimous view, with the elixir of loving kindness, you will feel physically light, free from grudges, hatred, and anger. In such a condition, your mind will be enfolded in bliss and solace, just like the mind of the enlightened ones, who kindly smile on all creatures with every breath they breathe. Just take note of all Buddha sculptures. They are all smiling slightly. Not a single Buddha idol is seen wearing a sour, gloomy, stern, or angry countenance. I have written too much this time. Until the next, when I will tell you about the benefits of extending loving kindness in addition to its curative and preventative use in anger management. Your teacher.